Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, today we're talking about whether you, within the TSP, can move money that's already in the traditional TSP and move it over to the Roth TSP. We're going to talk about why people are wanting to do this and some of the workarounds with the thing that the TSP doesn't let you do. There's other ways to actually do it. So we're going to dive into all these fun details to make sure you have as much after-tax money as possible in retirement. Now, if you're new to the channel, welcome. So good to have you. My name is Dallin Hawes, a financial planner who serves federal employees just like you every day, and I absolutely love it. So let's dive in. Again, people come to me all the time. They say, hey, look, I just learned about all the benefits of a Roth IRA, a Roth TSP, of having after-tax money. And if you're not familiar with some of the benefits, well, first, any growth that happens in this account comes out tax-free, right? Any money that's in this account, as long as you follow the rules, comes out completely tax-free, which is a great thing to have, especially as we're in an environment where taxes may go up. That's a huge, huge thing, okay? Also, this is not subject to RMDs. So when you're in your 70s and all your traditional accounts, you're forced to take money out that you may or may not want to come out. Your Roth IRA, Roth TSP is not subject to RMDs at all. So that's another perk. Also, another huge perk is if you pass away, your heirs don't have to deal with taxes if they inherit a Roth account because it's after tax. Okay, so long story short, this is not a video about all the perks about Roth TSP. That's a whole nother video, but there's a lot of perks. So how, let's say most of your money is here in the traditional TSP. Are we able to tell the TSP, hey, look, I want to take some of this money here and move it over here? Can we move it to the Roth TSP? And the short answer is no. Within the TSP, right, within this big TSP bubble, we simply can't move money that's already existing in the traditional TSP. We cannot move it to the Roth TSP, okay? We can't do that. Now, if you want to put future contributions going into the Roth, you're able to do that. But again, any money that's already in the traditional TSP, you cannot move it to the Roth and vice versa. If some money is in the Roth TSP, there'd be no reason, but no way also to move to the traditional TSP. Once they're set in these individual buckets within the TSP, they are locked in stone. The only way to get money that's already in the traditional TSP over to a Roth account is going to an IRA. Because if you take some of this money and go to an IRA, over on the IRA side, you are in fact able to move first to what I would recommend is first you move from traditional TSP to a traditional IRA, then you move to a Roth IRA. Okay? Again, step one is you move from the traditional TSP to a traditional IRA. Step two is you then move whatever amount you want over to a Roth IRA. And if you're not familiar, this is what they call a Roth conversion. That's what a Roth conversion is. It's getting money that's in a pre-tax account over to a Roth account. But here's the deal. If you're still working, most of the time, I probably wouldn't worry about doing Roth conversions because it adds complexity to your life. And if your goal is to get more Roth money put aside, I would probably just save directly into the Roth TSP. So again, the summary is if you're still working and you want more Roth money in your life, well then save directly into the Roth TSP. However, if you are retired, if you're not working a government job, you can't put new money in the TSP. You can't put new money in the Roth TSP. So if you're retired, I would recommend thinking about Roth conversions, getting money over to a Roth IRA. Again, that money can then grow tax-free. It's not subject to RMDs. Your heirs don't have to worry about taxes. There's a ton of great perks. It doesn't affect Medicare Part B premiums. Tons of great perks of having Roth money. But again, just so we're clear, if you do move money from a pre-tax account like a IRA or the traditional TSP, and you move it to a Roth IRA, that movement is always going to be a taxable movement. So, for example, if you move traditional TSP to traditional IRA, is that a taxable movement? No, government doesn't care. It's a pre-tax account to a pre-tax account, but the moment you then move it down into an after-tax account, the government wants their cut. So you want to be careful when you move money this way that you understand what tax bracket you're in and the tax ramifications of having this money taxed, okay? So for example, if you move $10,000 over, if you move $10,000 from a pre-tax account to an after-tax account, you just added $10,000 to your taxable income. Now, it may still be worth doing, but just keep in mind, you gotta know the tax implications of this sort of thing. So here's a summary of the video. Within the TSP, you cannot move money between the traditional and Roth TSP. If the money's already in there, you can't do that. If you're still working and you want more Roth money in your life, go straight into the Roth TSP with your contributions. If you're retired and you want more Roth money in your life, I would look at Roth conversions, getting money over to a Roth IRA over time. Those are the best strategies to build up Roth money. And again, I've got whole videos on a lot of the perks of Roth. It's not perfect for everyone. It doesn't make sense for everyone to have a bunch of Roth. Depending on your tax bracket, but long story short, it's really, really nice to have in retirement. So I hope that's helpful. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you guys next time.